present the 12th episode in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. After an exciting and eventful week on the Green Valley Line, there has come a few days' lull with no move from the opposition. A temporary roof has been built over the roundhouse. The new train crews are settling down to work, and Bill Reed has hold of the situation. Our scene opens just after midnight in the dispatcher's office at Morristown, where Bill Reed is handling the graveyard trick. Tonight, the Green Valley handles its first fruit train from the west. Bill Reed is busy with the telegraph key and phone, clearing the line so that the hot shot will have a straight run.
Hello? 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 Any sign of that 84 yet? Just whistling for the grade? All right, put your board on and get Corey to the phone. Call me when she's there. Okay. Hey, hey, stay out of here. I'm busy.
My goodness, it's only me.
Oh, hello, Carrie. Excuse me. But what are you doing up here at this time of night? You ought to be in bed.
Well, if you can stand a little overtime, I guess I can.
Yes, but...
Now, don't argue. I brought you some coffee and sandwiches.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you, Carrie. I was wondering how I was going to sneak out for a bite or two.
Say, what are you doing with the phone?
Oh, that's a new stunt of mine. We've got a telephone wire rigged up over the West End. I'm handling train orders by phone to the stations where there's no operator.
Gracious, how many stations?
Three at present, Colville, Prescott, and Pine Creek.
And who have you got working there?
Three old railroad hands that spider rustled for me. They're tickled to death to be swinging train orders, and they sure know their stuff, too. Now, keep still, there's Colville ringing in. I told him to hold the 84. Hello, Colville? You got 84? All right, ask him what's wrong with that engine. What? Not steaming. Gosh, I know that. What's wrong, I said. Huh? Boiler leaking. Well, ask him, can he make unity by 1:30? Huh? He can? All right, clear him. Tell him to highball over to unity and get him to clear. Tell him not to leave unity without getting time on 76. Okay, ring off.
Listen, Bill, where's the red ball, that fruit special?
Where is she? Well, that's just the trouble. We haven't got her yet.
Haven't got her? I thought she was running a 76.
So she is, but the MWP had a derailment. Tied everything up for 2 hours. We'll get the fruit train at Brown's Pass 1 hour 40 minutes late.
Oh, well, that's not our fault anyhow.
Well, no, but that doesn't help much. You know, I got that freight through Joe Heyman in San Francisco. Just got a wire from him. Here, take a look.
Mm-hmm. Delay very serious. Try get fruit train to city before morning market. Otherwise, stand to lose heavily. I see. And so he's putting it up to you.
Sure, I've got to make up all the time I can in the West End.
How much do you expect to pick up?
You listen to this train order and you'll see.
Can I do anything?
Sure. Call Brown's Pass, Unity, and Sunnyvale for me. While I get a bite to eat, tell Brown's Pass 31 and the others 19.
Okay, move over and let me get to that key.
Right, so. Gosh, these are fine sandwiches. Where'd you get them?
Over at Ma Flynn. She says she'll have lunch for Mickey and Spider when they get in.
Fine, I guess they'll need it, too.
Well, there's WN for you.
Okay, tell them 31, copy 3. Then keep after the other station.
Right. There are the other stations. All set.
Fine. Can you send an order?
Why, sure.
All right. Pick up your stations. I'll dictate the order.
All set.
To WN, number 76. To NY, extra 84. To SU operator.
Okay.
Number 76, engine 1290. Will run 1 hour late. Brown's Pass to Unity. And 30 minutes late, Unity to Sunnyvale. Signed WJR. All right, now check those repeats while I talk to the yard office.
All right.
Hello. Hello, yard office? That you, Danny? Listen, how soon will that work train be ready? What? 5 minutes. All right, tell Brennan to come up here for his orders and clearance. I've got time on 76 for him. Okay, Danny.
Here you are, 31, number 4, signed Kellerman.
All right, make it complete now. 1:58.
Mickey's in the office. He wants to know when they're going to get that train.
Tell him they should be showing up in a few minutes now. Did he say anything about that order?
Not a word. But my goodness, Bill, you don't expect them to make up 1 hour and 40 minutes on West End.
Well, not all of it, but Mickey's a swell runner. I bet he knocks a big hole in that hangover.
But what's this engine 1290? I never heard of her.
Oh, that's an engine I picked up the Midwest Pacific. She's a brand new big T-type hog with 10 drivers. She has loads of power, and Mickey'll have the time of his life.
Hey, what do you got for the work train?
Hello there, Brennan. Just running order and time on 76.
Hello there, Miss Carrie. How be you?
Hello, Mr. Brennan.
Gosh, mighty nice to see you back on the job, you Betty.
Thanks. Just like old times, isn't it?
Sure is. Say, how's the pup Harkness is coming.
Oh, not too good tonight. I was in there to see him at 8 o'clock. He's pretty low.
Of course, journey that's mighty bad. Well, tain't no use of worrying. Say, listen here, young fella.
Yes, what is it, Brennan?
Why, this here time on the 76th. You ain't surely expecting Mickey Donegan to make up all that time, be you?
That's what I figure. It's a very important thing for the Green Valley to get that train of fruit through in a hurry. I'm giving him all the breaks I can.
Well, I hope I don't lay things out too bad. Now that it matters much to me, work train don't signify, I guess.
Oh, Mickey won't hold you up.
No, not if he stays on the track.
And say, be sure you're in the clear for that mail train tomorrow. She'll come through in a hurry.
Oh, sure, we'll be out on the road.
All right.
Got a clearance for me?
Right here.
Well, I'll be getting along. We'll be out of town in 2-3 minutes, I
guess. Fine. Well, so long, Brennan.
So long, and good night, Miss Kay.
Good night, Mr. Good night. Brennan. Oh, Bill, there's the fruit special coming into Brown's Pass.
Gosh, yes. There she is at last. And here's where the Green Valley starts to earn some money.
Hope so.
And you better clear off the bed, too. There's nothing else you can do now.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going with that red boil starting to run. I just couldn't sleep.
Well, there's nothing I can do either. It's all up to Mickey Donegan now.
Hey, there, Eustace. Hey, Gary, there's one shack that knows the name anyway. Say, take a good look down the trail. I'm going to wheel the devil out of her through them mountains. And if we have any blazers, I'll stiffnicate you.
Or apple sauce.
The same to you and many of them, me boy.
Say, did you look at them orders?
I did that. And it's a fine compliment the boys after given me.
I say so. Say, you don't expect to make up an hour and 40 minutes from here to Morristown, do you?
I do that. With a fine new engine. I'm expecting to be on time before we hit the Morristown grade.
Gosh, that's going some. I'll say we got a good engine. But we want to be careful, Mickey. This here Jack needs handling, and you ain't got the old 10-10 this time.
So you're starting to tell me me business already, are you? Listen now, I've told you once before, and I'll tell you again. I can run any engine that was ever made. Don't stand there talking to your betters. Keep your eye skin for that eyeball.
Okay.
And what the devil are we doing waiting here now, I'd like to know.
Oh, they're putting in new brasses. A couple of cars in the caboose. They'll be throwing a minute or two. All right. There's the highball. Give it to her, Mickey.
All right. Here we go.
Gosh. There ain't nothing to it. See them babies rolling. Come on, Mickey. Let's get out of town.
Fill up them corners and don't be talking too much.
Okay. Give her the gun, Mickey.
How are they coming, Bill?
Oh, hello. I thought you were asleep. Mickey's doing fine. He's chiseled off 35 minutes already in there, just hitting the long downgrade at Colville.
Fine. How many loads has he?
31 freezers. Gosh, if nothing happens, we're going to pick up that time easy.
Listen, there's Colville now.
All right, I've got it. Hello. Well, Colville? All right, go ahead. OS 76 by 219. Locked. All right, thanks, Jimmy. Huh? Yes. Okay, fine.
Goodness, I hope Mickey stays on the track.
Oh, don't worry. Mickey knows his stuff, all right. The Colville operator says they went by in a cloud of dust, and they're out of sight already.
Oh, I forgot to ask you about that secret schedule that woman stole from the office. Do you think they got it?
I don't know. I don't care if they did. It's changed anyhow. We're 2 days ahead of it, and I changed all the time.
Oh, that's good.
By the way, Kerry, did your father say any more about that stunt of his, calling a shareholders meeting and forcing a showdown on that agreement?
Yes, I meant to tell you. He sent out the notices. He means business, Bill.
Oh, gosh, we've got to think up something. I wish we could talk to Pop Harkness for just a few minutes.
It's no use. He's been unconscious for 2 days now. Dr. Wayne doesn't think he'll ever regain his senses.
Oh, that's a tough break, Carrie. We'll have to do some thinking. If your father gets that meeting, he'll vote the Green Valley Railroad right out of our hands.
Anyhow, we've got a month from yesterday and plenty else to worry about meanwhile. By the way, how's number 3 from the east?
Ah, she's way behind. Late connection to Glassbell. It's just as well. I can give Mickey a good hour on her now. Call Unity and I'll give him a 19.
Okay. You know, I love train dispatching.
Well, that's kind of lucky because if we have another crack like yesterday, any more men quit us, why, you may have to do it in earnest.
Fine. All right. Here's your station.
Right. I'll take the key. Say, Kerry, I wish you'd run down to the yard office and get me the 125 for that work train.
Sure. I'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, stick him up there.
What is this? What do you mean, stick him?
Come on.
You can't do that.
Get away from that.
Come on, get a hold of him, Joe.
Hold on now, Lester. Wake up, sir.
What are you doing, sir? Hey, pull that gag good and tight. We think this is smart, Alec.
Remember now, we got to hurt him, Mike.
That's okay. I didn't hit it very hard. Come on, stress them instruments. Come on, get busy. Cut them wire connections. Come on. Hurry now before that girl gets back.
I guess I've got the train wire. Yes, that picture's already taken.
Come on, cat. Where's going?
Get out of here. Come on, let's be.
Here there, Spider. Hello. We'll be hitting the yard limits at Unity Station in a minute. Watch out for the signals.
Gosh, you ain't going to keep up the speed, are you? We're pretty near made up all that time.
Sure I am. I'm expecting the mine to give us a clear track. Orders at Unity. And then I'll fit my own record into Mars Tower.
Oh, is that so? Hey, cut her, Mickey. There's a red light. The force against it.
Sure, I'll give him the whistle. Maybe he'll give us a highball.
No, he's flagging us down. Cut her. We'll be past there in a minute.
Now what the devil's wrong, I wonder. Bad luck to it. See what he's got.
Hey, Mickey.
What's wrong now?
The operator said he's got the call and display signal for a yard order. And then the wires went out. The whole works is gone. There's something wrong.
Jumping bishops. Here I make the run of me life with a red ball. And they lay me out at 40 miles from town. I'd like to murder somebody.
First of the high-speed freights tied up at Unity. Back in the dispatcher's office at Morristown, Bill Reed lying unconscious, and the train wires out. What will happen? Tune in for episode 13 in The Green Valley Line.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.